everybody. Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. The Nerdalogs presents Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm going to get that right sometime. I'm one of your two hosts, Timothy Robert Dunn. That's my co-host.
Hey, Timothy Robert Dunn. I'm Clayton T. Margeson. That's not true.
The pause gave you away. To know your own name.
Clayton T.
Yes, T, that'll do.
Yeah. Clayton, let's both take a guess at our guest's middle name
guest
today.
Guest.
Okay, Oscar. Our guest today is Harrison George. You think it's Harrison Oscar George?
Harrison Oscar George. Hog, they call him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Harrison Michael George.
Mm. Philip.
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 Okay.
Three first name.
That's Tim. I'm Clayton.
And I'm Harrison.
And that's Harrison.
Very happy to be
HPG.
Here.
HPG. HPG Craft.
Oh, yeah. I never thought. Good job.
No, don't.
Shut it down.
Don't
that was
do
it.
Don't
this was
do
so fun, guys.
This is, yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah. So we did everything we could do here. This is all we're going to ring at.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Things That Sound Like Things podcast.
Yeah. Oh, your name. Oh, it kind of sounds like this thing.
Got it.
Mission accomplished.
All set, guys. 2 seconds long.
Before we started recording, Clayton was telling me a bit about paintballing. Clayton,
oh,
I wanted,
yeah, I saw your post. Jesus,
I wanted to ask you this. Do you think your time playing shooters helped you in your paintballing?
Yeah, a little bit tactically. Like, I was like, oh, flanking and all that stuff, like moving around the outskirts.
Getting into cover.
Getting into cover, all that stuff.
You gotta have cover.
Totally made sense. What it didn't help me with was, like, the physical
any
exertion.
Physical
the
sprinting. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much, like, crouch walking and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like...
I bet your legs are burning.
Oh, yeah. They're horrible. And also the rental equipment makes it impossible to hit. I don't know how, like... Because other people from the group were, like, hitting people, and I was like, how the fuck are you doing this?
So your aim was pretty poor.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing through those, like, gross goggles and everything.
Yeah, you're looking through the goggles. The guns themselves, like, fire pretty wildly.
Okay.
Like,
oh, yeah, it's the gun's fault. Yeah.
You can be an expert marksman.
Yeah. I'm pretty... Well, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I'm pretty good at aiming down the sights in video games. But, yeah.
I have always wondered that, like, if someone handed me a gun after years of video gaming, like, what I'd do. How I'd do.
Yeah,
I'd fire it is what I do. Yeah. How would I do? Because it is it
just because they handed it to you? Yeah. That might be a bad idea.
Cop hands me a gun.
Sure,
but is it the same skill set? I mean, like,
yeah, I don't know. I went to a Sarah and Tyler got me a trip to a shooting range for a birthday present like a couple of years ago, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing that you never see in video games is like you always have clips to just put in your gun. You never see somebody like taking bullets out of a box and putting them in.
Oh yeah, the clips are ready.
That shit is annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did you do overall?
It was really fun. Yeah, you could pick any target you wanted. So there was like, the rings or something like that. And we were like, we want the dude, the robber.
Yeah.
Dude.
The threatening looking man.
Right.
Yeah.
And I pretended he was a zombie. I got a lot of good hits right in the forehead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Harrison, we always start out the same way. And that is, what are we playing right now? Are you a current gamer?
Currently, no. And I feel like I hear this on your show every once in a while. It's like, I love video games.
Sure.
I've loved them forever. And I'm at a phase in my life, I cannot allow them in my house.
Mm.
I just can't because they're so time intensive. And it's that or the rest of my life.
Sure.
It's that or having healthy friendships, going to work, getting sleep.
All right. Well,
making a terrible choice.
I can see as we sit in this basement. Yeah.
Yeah,
I wish everyone could see where we are. This is what my life could be.
Yeah, paint a picture with your words.
No, we've heard that a number of times.
Yeah.
Yep, and we still don't really pay attention to it.
And maybe continue
to live our lives.
And maybe you play literally. You have to fight through it. Or you play through it, and it's like, do I want to be the kind of person that allows myself 30 minutes of video? Like that sounds worse. I'd rather have
set an
egg timer.
Otherwise,
and be like, well,
you go
I have to move on
the deep end. Yeah,
yeah,
I understand that.
No, man, fuck that shit. Just play them all the time and just be like, whatever.
This is my life.
I have people will be like, you want to make plans? And I'll be like, fuck you.
I get jealous, though, for sure. I talk to Tim Lyons all the time. Like, when I see Tim Lyons, all I ask him is, like, what video games are you playing? And I live vicariously through him.
Sure.
Because he plays all the coolest looking ones. And all for hours, what I do is, at work, get down these rabbit holes of just watching video game trailers. Like when Watchdog trailers first came out, I was like, you just watch them like movies. And what these enterprising souls will do is just take, I just watched the, whatever the last Justice League game was.
Injustice for All. Yeah.
They took all of the clips and removed all the gameplay. Yeah, and it's 2 hours.
Right? Yeah.
And you can do that with Arkham and stuff. Mm. I'll just sit and watch that at work when I should be working.
Yeah, I've done that a lot.
And it's like, it's more satisfying anyways, because I'm so bad at the games, I wouldn't get to these parts any, like, I'd never make it to the full story.
And you're doing something productive while you're watching it, yeah.
Ideally, yeah. But
you're
they're great.
Paid, man.
Yeah, I'm getting paid, exactly. Yeah.
Man, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean...
When I was a Groupon, I watched all of The Sopranos while I was
around. Oh, man.
It was just wonderful.
That's so nice, yeah.
The Sopranos video game?
Yeah, it's not a good game. I'll say that. And watching the cutscenes is not good.
But Gandolfini committed his voice. You have to give that. Like, he showed up.
The only guy Gandolfini of all the actors.
Yeah.
And then the ending, it just goes to black. Hey-o! All right.
Oh, boy.
Sopranos joke.
Yeah, very topical.
Ladies and gentlemen, we did it, guys. You'll see a Sopranos joke. Yeah.
Still making sense.
Do you game on your phone? That's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
So I just got an iPhone about a month ago. Oh, my God. They're amazing. I had an Android for 2.5 years. And then before that, I didn't have a smartphone, so I'm still relatively late to the smartphone game.
Yeah.
And they're so great.
I was too.
They're so great.
But, man, I know there's something addictive about it, but just being able to check your email whenever you want.
Oh my gosh.
That's
pretty sweet. I like to see what people at work are emailing me in my off time.
Yeah. Are you guys in an environment where you have work a clear work email and a personal email?
Oh, no. When I set up, first off, I'm not working right now. But
yeah, let's clarify something. Tim has had a job for 3 out of the 21 years he's been alive.
Okay, that's right. So then I guess you'd call it, like, the music. Like, that's still businessy, the thing that you do.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah takes care of that. Mm. But, no, when I was working at Groupon, and they gave a deal on, like, iPhones or some shit.
Cause oh, wow.
All these companies were, like, when Groupon was getting started, like, we're going to give your employees cool stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm really taking it to Groupon.
Yeah, today's the Groupon day.
But the guy at the counter was like, do you want me to put your work email into this? And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is for fun. Why would you do that?
Yeah, my biggest challenge right now is not checking work emails at home and not checking personal emails at work. Like, I'm trying to keep a very clean line, and
personal
it's a, I can't,
emails at work.
I can't do it.
It's so tough.
Yeah, who gives a fuck, dude? What are you talking about? Yeah. It's all good.
Well, that always bugged, because I've gotten in trouble temping a while back of, like, being on Facebook, and I kind of just want to be like, look, this is what our generation does.
Yeah. When are we going to be brave enough to just say that to people? Because none of my bosses are, it's not like my bosses are 50 years old.
Yeah.
They're just deeper into it than I am.
Yeah.
Like, they're just deeper into that building than I am, and they, like, have to say these things out loud.
Yeah, man.
Of, like, don't do that.
Like, you're not losing a lot of time. It's like, do I have any notifications? No? All right.
Yeah.
Back to work.
Right.
Yeah.
What gets you, though, with emails, I've noticed, is, like, my last job was super customer service. It was at a gym, so I was answering phones and, like, signing people up and, like, lifting weights and stuff. But, like,
Your job was lifting weights.
Yeah, I got paid to lift weights. I can't believe I left there. That's why I'm so big. But I didn't get to, like, the visual joke there. Yeah. You'll see it on the DVD once the DVD for this episode comes out. You know.
Sure,
that's what you guys should do is audio podcast and then a DVD commentary. That's all visual.
Yeah.
It's like no words to accompany it. You guys know what you're doing.
No,
you don't need my ideas.
Thanks, dude.
But
Clayton, I like that idea.
Really? I don't.
Save it for the commentary, boy.
Can't commentary on the DVD of us sitting around talking. It's the 3 of us again.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same. It's all the same.
We got the crew back together.
It's been 3 days.
Talk about this thing.
What has changed? And I dye my hair or something. That's what's changed.
So have you come across any good iPhone games?
Well, the first one I got that I was most excited about. Again, it's grass is always greener because when I had an Android, it felt like nothing good was on the Android. Everything was iPhone only. First thing I got was the Numbers game. I've never heard it out loud. Is it 2048?
Yeah. Oh,
or
yes.
2048.
Okay. There's a million different ways you could say that, I feel like.
Yeah.
That or 2048. The two ways.
I mean, you got a few. 2048.
2048.
2048.
2048.
However you want to do it.
2048.
2048. Anyway.
So I started playing that, and I was so desperate to play, to try that game, because it looked so much up my alley. I looked for versions online, and if you've ever played it on a computer, it's like not very fun at all. It's like,
yeah, you need your,
it's a thumbs game for sure. But I couldn't find that version on my computer. What I found was a Spanish version. It was all in Spanish, and it was Dragon Ball Z. So, yeah, it was just Dragon Ball Z characters. Because, like, in Dragon Ball Z, they can meld. I don't remember what they had a term for. Fusion.
Yeah.
So you could fuse. So you start as just, you start as Goku, and then you go to Goku and Vegeta, and that's your twos and your fours. And it climbs, and it climbs, and it climbs. So it was great, because I'm already, I mean, a DBZ fan. A big DBZ fan.
Yeah.
So it was down my alley, but, like, it's been fun switching over and be like, oh, the twos are this guy, the fours are this guy. So I was so desperate for this game. That's what I did for hours.
Was it Bente y 48?
Would that be it?
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I was learning Spanish, so that was great, too. That comes in handy.
Guys, there's a side note. There's, like, a new Dragon Ball Z movie, isn't there?
It's in theaters.
Yeah.
And I've never seen... I'm almost tempted, because I used to love the TV show. I've never seen it in theaters.
Because didn't the TV show go off the air, like, 15 years ago?
Oh, so long
Something like
ago.
That, yeah.
So
Well, they... I mean, like, it did, but there was... I think there was more that kind of kept going in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did something, like how Gundam Wing or whatever. It was like...
Yeah.
If kept you go going. Back, it's like, holy shit, there's so many
90 years of history
like
here, yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I could hop into the movie now... sight unseen and just get it?
Yeah.
Or if I would be generations removed.
Because from what I hear, that, like, teen high school, that, like, high school Dragon Ball Z movie was pretty terrible. I didn't see
Dragon
it.
Dragon Ball Z Evolution?
Yes.
Was that it? It was, that like, the live-action one?
Yeah, that one was apparently fucking terrible. I never saw it.
We tried playing the games, too, and the games were really interesting because the fun part of the TV show was all the fights. And the fights happened so fast, they were, like... superhuman fast. Well, in the game, that would not be very satisfying to just watch a super sped up game. So the game is basically just like a Mortal Kombat. So I feel like they took the best part of the TV show and then expanded it and slowed it down.
Yeah.
So then it's like everything else. So it's like, well, we've lost what we were doing here.
I played, I've got it around here somewhere. It's like Dragon Ball Z Budokai 2 or whatever. It's one of those crazy things that you can teleport around and fucking like, hit a guy, teleport behind him, like, smash him into the ground. That shit's fun as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love any fighting game.
Clayton, you playing anything?
Yeah, I've been playing more of Bravely Default.
Which is what?
It's a game for the Nintendo 3DS, I think for the Wii as well, but I've been playing it on the 3DS. It is a JRPG with time travel elements or some shit. Yeah,
wow.
I just got to a part where it's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, it legitimately,
you don't know where you are in time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because you're, I guess, spoilers.
Just
don't care about that sort of stuff.
Jump in.
You're,
or listen.
So, like, the deal is you're trying to, basically relight all these crystals that govern the four elements. So, like, the wind crystal. Because the wind is
in
stopped.
A role play?
Yeah, I know, right? It's exactly like
which I love is, like,
square
the JRPG. Four elements are so eternal, you never had to worry about them.
Right.
Now we have to worry about reviving the four elements.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
the
fucked.
Sea is, like, rotted through, so, like, people die if they try to swim. And shit like that. So it's like, this is kind of cool. And so you, but as you light the fourth one, it's like, oh, we gotta go into this pillar of light and some shit's gonna go down. And the whole time they're kind of hinting at like there's gonna be more, and you know there is because it's a fucking video game. And it's like, alright, we go into the pillar of light, some crazy shit happens, and then you wind up right before you like lit up the first crystal.
Are you watching you like in Back to the Future? You know what I mean? Like, are there now two yous?
I don't know. You can't find the other yous.
Huh.
And also, like, no one remembers what's happened. But, like, everything before that has happened.
Do you control
it's crazy.
The time travel?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not so far.
Huh.
I don't know if it's time travel or if I'm in, like, a parallel universe. It's really weird.
My big question now is the why, in terms of, like, why are you sent back? You don't know yet.
Don't know yet, yeah. But it seems like lighting all four crystals was a mistake. And now they're, like... You know, they're basically
you think
saying,
the person who bossed you around maybe is a bad guy?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, is this a would you kindly kind of Atlas thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's one of my favorite video game tropes is, oh, the guy you thought was good was bad.
Yeah.
You're working in the opposite direction.
Legitimately, I think, in every video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a story element. There is, like, the moment of, like, hey, the guy you were working for is bad. Or the guy you were working for is killed in front of you.
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that make you pissed off? Don't you want to kill the guy who killed him?
It's your boss. Don't you love your boss?
It was your boss, and then it turns out your dad or something.
Yeah. Your boss ain't your dad, and he's dead.
Your boss, you're dead. He's dead.
What a day. What a day you had. What a day.
Yeah, what a day. And you have to dig yourself out of a mass grave.
Oh, God.
Video games are great.
Are you playing?
What about you, Tim?
What am I playing? Oh, I played this game. Clayton, have you heard of this? It's called Rock of Ages.
I've heard of it, yeah.
So,
is it not a PC game?
It's not.
It's not the musical.
Based on the musical.
Okay.
It's not based on the movie musical or the show.
Okay.
It's a PC game. I heard about it. The Extra Credits. Extra Credits are these guys who do YouTube videos about, like, weird games. They aren't necessarily amazing, but, like, they do something different in video games than anybody's ever done. So Rock of Ages is this game where you play as Sisyphus, the Greek legend who rolls the boulder up the hill.
That's awesome.
And, but you're not, like, him walking around. You control a boulder, and you get in fights throughout history. Like, you fight Agamemnon, or, like people in the Trojan War, or, like, all the way up to, like, Hector. The French Renaissance.
Oh, okay.
And so your job, each, it's like a strategy game. Each side has a boulder, and you try and smash through the gates of the castle, and then roll over.
It's all
over.
Rock-based.
Yeah, it's all rock-based.
Okay.
You try and roll over the enemy, like, commander. But then you can also set up traps like elephants or like fans to blow
natural
the
enemy
away.
Natural enemy of the rock, the elephant.
Elephants.
Yeah.
It's fun, super dumb, but it's also the kind of game that, like, it's totally aware of how stupid it is.
Oh,
so,
good. What's it on?
It's on Steam. It's on PSN. I assume it's on Xbox Live Arcade. Okay.
Can you ever, like, have a giant sheet of paper that, like, covers the rock?
Oh, boy.
Or, does that work?
Good job. Smash into some scissors.
Do you get a sense of your character at all? Do you learn anything about Sisyphus? Like, is he a hard worker? Or, like,
no. It's
there's no backstory. Does he have a wife or anything? There's no home scenes at all?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not like, you know, Kratos' family dying and he's like, I gotta roll this boulder up the fucking hill.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous, and the art style is like Monty Python cartoons.
Whoa.
So that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold move on their part.
Yeah.
Like, no one is going to take that game serious. Like, once you resign yourself to that font or that style, you're like,
exactly.
Well, people are going to expect farts and, like...
We know what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I'd recommend it. It's real short in terms of single player, and I didn't play the multiplayer because, like, I can't imagine anyone's playing that right now. It's an older game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to play
That'd be great. You're all by yourself. That's awesome.
That is
like
the saddest when you're playing an older game and it's like, you want to go online? Okay. No one's playing.
I never thought about that.
God, I got a game, Nidhogg, that's super fun. It's like the fencing game or whatever. You're like doing this crazy sword fighting. It's a lot of fun. I was playing a single player, kind of getting used to it. I was like, you know, I'll do an online game. Nobody. And
that's
not even that old.
Sad.
It's only like, I feel like it came out like 6 months ago, maybe?
That happened.
But it's totally
That's when
dead.
That new restaurant
Literally
opens and you think it's all going to be full forever. And you walk by and it's just the owner cleaning a table.
Yeah. Makes eye contact with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
You feel obligated
like
to eat it. Yeah.
That
so
happened,
sad to me. Some
yeah, that happened yeah, to me with Metal really... Gear Peace Walker. Some of those bosses, you need to have friends fighting with you.
Oh,
and so I logged on and I was like, no one? Okay.
I'm going to close this.
Well, fuck this game.
That's insane. I never thought about that. You can't play every game all at once, I guess.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And this leads into what we're going to talk about. The IGN free game of the month. These are always free iPhone games, or like iOS or maybe Android, is the first chapter of Walking Dead Season 2. So pick that up, audience. I'm sure it's good. You know, there's no way it can't be.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Are we sponsored by IGN? What happened?
Yeah. Check out Up at Noon. It's a web only.
It is webisode of a thing we don't watch.
Or maybe so Tim watched. Have you heard of the Walking Dead game?
No, I don't know anything.
Oh, shit. What? You're about to get schooled, Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, I assume it's in the vein of all the other zombie games, right? I mean, it's
like, no, dude.
No, god damn it.
Oh my god.
I wasn't pejorative. I like zombie games.
You fell into our fucking trap.
Okay. Tell me all about it.
Yeah.
You start.
Okay, so first off, it's a point-and-click adventure.
Okay.
And second off, like, your choices matter. Because, like, fucking...
They matter-ish.
Okay. Like, if
he's on fire tonight.
Depending on who is, like, you fucking... let die.
Are you okay? Dumb basic question. Are you the characters from the TV show, or no. Is the idea like you're a different group existing in the same timeline?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
so you're like in like Alabama or some shit,
right? They're Atlanta, in the deep south, right?
No, that's where the actual
that's where the show
might
is.
Be Alabama,
I think. I don't.
They're in Georgia,
know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're in Georgia and whatever shit's going down. Maybe they don't want you anywhere else because they're like, we don't want people to know if, like, people are alive in other places. Obviously they are. But, so, like, it follows you who are, you're, like, this, I don't even remember the dude's name, actually, now that I think about it. But, you're this dude, he's on his way to jail, and, the car, the cop car, hits a zombie. Huge accident.
Yeah.
You wind up being
fugitive
okay.
Style, yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're okay, and you find a little girl. Do you want to like help her? Obviously, you're not a fucking monster, right, Harrison?
Yeah. Right.
So
of course, it's no contest.
It becomes very quickly like you being like, okay, I've just got to protect this little girl in this horrible world.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like choices of like what character do we let live and which one do we help and who's going to die, who's not going to die. I mean, it is fucking intense.
I like that a lot.
Crazy. Yeah. One of the first ones is spoilers. There's zombies attacking two people who are near a tractor, and there's a kid and like a grown man.
Oh no!
And of course you fucking go for the kid. Why would you not go for the kid?
Yeah, morally,
he's
you're
got
obligated.
A long life ahead of him. But then people are pissed at you because you let the guy die.
Yeah.
But of course it would be the other way if you know you let the kid die. But that's what the whole game is like.
It's just
like
the whole game is about morality. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
It's just about morality.
Yeah.
I love it.
Everyone's always yelling at you in it, which I don't care for.
Yeah.
So are you the de facto leader of the group? I assume you get a gang together and then they look to you because
you're
a street hard. Yes and
no, but there's a lot of like people, you know, sometimes like people figure out that you were like a fucking convict and they don't want to listen to you.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'll fucking tell your secret. And it's like, fuck you, man. Why are you being such a dick? It's like, there's a lot of characters that like immediately I was like, what the fuck is this asshole's problem?
Yeah, like the old guy?
Yeah, that old guy.
He's the worst.
Fucking asshole.
Are there people you have to keep alive in terms of like, why don't you kill the old man?
That's the thing. Like, you know, like, do you? You know, that's the moral thing. Is like, because his daughter is like a really good like military leader type. Well, she's kind of helpful, but she was like
she'd
an airplane mechanic. Which as soon as you find out, you're like, what? Why can't she just be like a fighter pilot? like, no, she was a mechanic.
Get her in
the
plane, man.
Yeah.
But the other thing that we've talked about a few times with The Walking Dead is, we really like it also because it's one of the best games that's ever dealt with race in a video game.
Yeah.
Because the main protagonist is a black man, and that comes up, like, not at all. Like,
yeah, a couple of times.
Maybe once or twice.
Like, someone will say something kind of stupid, and your character basically is like, what? And it's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before. You're like, you're trying to get into a car, and he's like, so you know how to pick locks, right?
Oh,
like,
man.
Why would you say that?
What the fuck did you say?
That?
He's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm from Georgia.
Oh, man. Deep in the heart of Georgia.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, like, race is a bigger issue in other games where it's like a black protagonist would get called out way more or would never happen.
A probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And B, if it did, it would probably be the main focus of the game. Like, they did some DLC for, the Assassin's Creed 4.
Oh, yeah.
Where you play as like the black, like manservant kind of guy or not manservant. He's like your second in command, but he used to be a slave and now he's a freed slave. And there's like some weird racial stuff with him at one point, but you know, you let it slide.
You let it slide.
There's some bad stuff like that in games, for sure.
Yeah. Oh my god, all the time.
I mean, the first depiction of a black person in a Final Fantasy game is based on Mr. T.
Oh no!
Right? Like, that's just public.
That's for real.
Yeah,
that's
a real thing. Go to the courthouse, look that up.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Do you think, because we were just talking the other day about, this is tangential, I guess, mm-hmm. or parallel. We were talking about, like, nerds' inability to handle racial changes in superhero movies.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Johnny Storm, the Human Torch is going to be black, is going to be
or
Michael B. Jordan.
People's and it's like, resistance to Donald Glover, like the idea of Donald Glover as
like
Spider-Man.
Just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It comes from, like, their gut. Like, it's just, and it's like, I always thought higher of people who read comic books or read, or played video games. Of like, you can't be this intellectual, quote-unquote intellectual, and still hold those.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's like, are there just as many back like, closed-minded individuals in video games?
I think so. And
absolutely. Well, video games have become so much more popular. And so comic books, and especially comic book movies and stuff like that, it's become more mainstream than it's ever been.
Well, and even, like, we think of...
Like, no one was like, Mario, that fucking dirtiest comic. Like, no one gave a shit.
And some of these things are, like, just over generalizations. But, like, yeah, I mean, it's the same way how, like, there's dumb Democrats. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm a Democrat. There's
I'm sure that somewhere there's a dumb Democrat.
There's the kind that don't vaccinate their kids and shit, you know.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. They exist in all worlds.
The race thing.
I've never thought about race and video games before.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things. There were so few protagonists of any different race for such a long time.
Right.
Like, what's the Prince of Persia?
Yeah.
And then in the movie they made it, Jake...
The
Jill
whitest
Ball.
Dude, like the creamiest looking dude you could find.
Everybody in that movie was white.
Oh,
every main
God.
Character was like a white dude playing a non-white
Man.
Dude. It was fucking terrible. That movie fucking sucks.
I did not see that movie.
It's real bad. Alfred Molina's kind of funny in it. Yeah.
Isn't in the Avatar movie, isn't Aang white?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they fucked that
Come
one.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, but he's real good at, like, I don't know, Kung Fu or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
He's like a stunt. That kid's gonna be a stunt man someday. And
it'll
do a great job.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not a fucking actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, my thing about the, like, race being changed in video games, it's like, games or fucking comic books or whatever it is, it's any sort of change people flip out over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they fucking cast Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and everyone's like, no, this guy sucks. Like, he's not Wolverine. And it's like, there's always going to be that violent upheaval because it's like, uh-oh, they're ruining the thing that I love.
They like it pure. I understand that.
Ben Affleck, like, you can go down the list.
Pretty much any, and this isn't a superhero movie, but pretty much any, I learned this at a later age, any time Jack Nicholson is in a movie and it's based on something else, he's, like, terrible for it. They made such a big deal. Like, Stephen King hated the idea of him in The Shining
because
it was like, the character was supposed to be nice and then go crazy.
Oh.
And Stephen King was like, Jack Nicholson is crazy. Like, this doesn't work. You can't start day one crazy. And then he wasn't supposed to be, he was like a terrible choice for Cuckoo's Nest.
That's what that noise
That's
is.
That delicious, the delicious sound of a Big Flats light beer.
I'm sorry.
Casey didn't want him to play the main character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Cause, like, his character was named, like, Big Red. Like, he was supposed to have chock full of red hair and, like, be barrel chested.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's kind of his thing. And then they're like, no, we'll give it to Nicholson. So it's like, I do agree that it's always just about change. But I like to think out there, I've never met him or seen him, there's gotta be something, I guess you would just call it like a smart racist. Like an intelligent racist.
Yeah, right.
Who would say, oh, I don't, like, who would be like, oh, they're gonna get a black guy to play Johnny Storm? I don't like that cause it's wrong. Oh, wait, I can't say that out loud. Like, you'd think you would catch yourself eventually and be like, it's not appropriate in 2014 to complain about this.
I think it happens with gender stuff, too. Like, fucking... And there were people who didn't like that Battlestar Galactica recast Starbuck as a woman.
That's very true. Yeah. Which made it... I didn't enjoy... I did not enjoy the new Battlestar
Galactica. Didn't like the new one?
For a variety of reasons. But one of the only things that stood out to me was, like, this is a fun character.
Yeah.
And it's, because it was written for a man. Like, all the energy there was just because it was written for a man.
Right.
And it was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It's also the thing, though, of, like, you don't want to get to the point where it's, like, well, like, if I'm like, well, Donald Glover's just not a good choice for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but I don't want to be like, I can't say that because it's a gray, it's a racist.
It's a gray area for sure.
That's the kind of bullshit thing about these is that you always feel kind of like, oh, can I say that?
And yeah.
Like, who fucking cares? Like, A, who cares? B, who gives a shit?
Yeah. I mean, those are pretty bad reasons. Yeah.
This is kind of tangential, but like, I had a conversation with somebody who was asking me recently, like, oh man, we were grabbing lunch in my neighborhood of Lincoln Square, and he's like, oh, this is good. Are there any like bad neighborhoods around here? And I just thought about that, and I was like, when we say bad, like, you're thinking black and Latino. Like, that's what you're saying when
it's
you say bad,
it's got to be a code word.
That's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely is. Yeah.
I hate when people say that.
I've thought about that in Lincoln Square, because I used to work up there, and work up there, mm-hmm. work there. And put a lot of effort into that sentence.
Harrison's having a little trouble here. Yeah, let's just relax.
In that area.
Big flats.
Yeah, big flats. Delicious beer.
So you used to work up in there.
Lincoln Square.
And there were maybe three homeless people, and they were very well received. Like,
yeah.
And now I work downtown. Hey! I work down in the Loop, and they're like, literally, we're inches away from spitting on them. Like, the anger that we have towards homeless people just changing neighborhoods is incredible.
Yeah. Right.
And again, it's like, it's just code words. It's like, this is a safe neighborhood. We're like, we have three, we can handle that.
Yes.
We have three homeless people, we'll be fine.
My favorite thing in Lincoln Park recently was, I was walking by, it was like, do you guys know that little, like, it looks like a European villa. There's like a little area on Lincoln in like the square part. Anyways, it's by like a gelato.
Yes. It's store. So out of place, right? Yes,
exactly. There was a guitarist playing for a bunch of kids, and he was playing an acoustic cover of Karma Police by Radiohead, which is like the fucking darkest song.
I'm a big fan. Like, big fan.
All right, I like this.
That's great.
Welcome to Talking Race with Tim. Let's get back to mobile games.
Cool. Yeah.
Black guys in there.
Black guys.
Harrison, you got an iPhone. This really is like a golden age of mobile games. There's great stuff out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll recommend one. We'll go to you next. Device 6 is this game that I recommended recently to everybody I know. Clayton, how would you describe it? It's a text-based game, right?
Yeah, it's like a text-based game with a lot of audio clues, which is really interesting and different.
There's puzzles. It's not really long. You probably, you know, depending on your commute or whatever, do it in like a week or something like that.
I docked that in like a plane ride from Chicago to Los Angeles. So 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's if you enjoyed Lost or any sort of like sci-fi stuff, it's also like, Some of the shit toward the end is like so meta in terms of like science and like what games do to us and stuff like that.
Oh,
but it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would definitely recommend that. And I think one of the reasons why it's such a good time, and we've talked about this a lot, for like mobile gaming and like independent gaming is because of things like Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Like games that never would have gotten made by developers can now get made.
Because it's just democracy in action, right?
Like, exactly.
It's just evening the playing field.
And, like, games that wouldn't have appealed to a wide audience can now, like, get, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 from people who would want to play that. And it's, you know, it's kind of a great thing. It's obviously abused, and, like, sometimes the games don't even come to fruition. But
yeah, and where does that money go?
Just to them.
Yeah, there's no real...
There's no liability.
User agreements.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about... I do feel bad, because I think in general Kickstarter gets shat on, and there's some bad apples that get in the way.
Yeah.
There was a woman, a girl, who was using a... She started a Kickstarter to pay for her college tuition, because she was deeply religious. She was a devout Christian, and she said that God wanted her to go to this really expensive college... Christian college.
Okay.
It was like a private Christian college to become a lawyer to help people. She's like, God told me that I need to become a lawyer. I don't know why yet, but I have to become a lawyer. But God also didn't want me to take out loans. God does not want me to take out loans. So I need, $70,000.
Wow.
Because of God.
Can I say this? I bet she got it. Did you get it?
I don't know yet. I think it's still open.
I bet she got it.
I heard about it a week ago. I bet she's made $1 million.
But you know what? I mean, if God exists, she's gonna make that money.
And right? Apparently she can talk to her, so yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? Direct, why isn't he just like.
A direct conduit.
Why doesn't he go like, alright, here's the deal. Like, you invest in this shit.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking make a ton of money.
Yeah.
That's how God. Or if God did appear to her and were like, you understand the legal bubble. Like, it's really hard for lawyers to get jobs.
Yeah. Not a good time.
Are you crazy? What are you on? Yeah.
Computer science. That's what you want to go into.
Yeah. All right, here's the deal. You say this in the interview, they're going to give you like a $50,000 scholarship. Yeah. Okay?
He has all the cheat codes. Yeah. I mean, like, exactly. He has all the answers.
Yeah.
Pick her up and take her back to the 1940s and have her invest in something. Have her invest in fucking Apple back then.
Like, she finds $1 million. I don't know.
If you don't want to do that, get a car, Uber. You got a job forever.
Yeah. I like the idea of a very practical God.
Oh, Lord.
But Kickstarter. Doing some good things and some bad things.
Some great things. Divinity Originals did, which I just finished. One of the best games I've played
in years. All right.
Totally. And, it's fantastic. Like, it's this really great, really well-made game, all from Kickstarter. And it's like, stuff like that, amazing. That anyone has the avenue available to them.
Yeah.
Because it truly is for anyone who has, like, a really good idea and enough talent to, like, get to it. I mean, I invested in that Super Hot game that's
I don't know it.
It's called Super Hot.
And, I love it.
Time moves when you move, so it's like The Matrix. You feel like Neo. Because, like, you'll stand still, and, like, the bullets are just in front of you, and then you just move to the side, and as you move, they move forward.
Okay.
So it's crazy. It's really cool.
And you're a cop or something?
I don't know.
Space cop.
It's very Matrix-y. Gotcha. You can look it up. Super Hot. They have, like, a demo that you can play online.
You guys remember when The Matrix came out, and we thought it was going to revolutionize film. Like, we thought every movie's going to look a little bit like The Matrix forever.
Well,
And the same with Sin City.
Yeah. Oh yes, for sure. Yeah.
Sin City was pretty rad.
It was great. Both of those movies were amazing. It had
way less of an impact than The Matrix.
Yeah.
People were like, CGI. I'll just throw this into any old fucking thing that I make.
Yeah.
CGI blood? Perfect.
I think I was crazy high when I saw Sin City.
Oh, like, that'll fuck you up.
Like weed brownie high.
Oh, that'll fuck you up.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. The last time I got high and saw a movie was The Simpsons.
Oh, I bet that was amazing.
Oh, we had such a great time. We got super, super high and went, and every joke landed, and like, you saw all your favorite characters, and it was great. So, it's going to be hard to top that.
So, get high and go to movies is what we're saying.
Yeah. Other recommendation that we'd like to plug, getting high and going
unrelated.
To movies.
Go to the cinema, which we've already addressed.
Recommend another mobile game.
Oh, boy. Have you played any of the Room games?
No, I know about those, but yeah.
Super fun.
That's not based on
you guys like puzzles.
Film.
Yeah.
Not based on that. I mean, as far as I know. Might be a spiritual successor.
Well, but that's, real quick, that's one of the things about the iPhone is, like, that's kind of the genre that works, you know, like, puzzles.
Yeah.
On that screen, like, the touch screen.
Well, that's like, the thing is, like, because you mentioned your 3DS, and I was maybe, there was a debate for a while. I was like, if I want to play games, should I just get... should I get something handheld?
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot. I don't think you need it, to be honest. Like, especially the amount that you game.
Right. Yeah. Once a month, right?
Yeah.
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 And
for me,
mainly
it's
on trains.
Another platform.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like to play it really in public because it's embarrassing. People on their phone, you for whatever reason, the stigma is totally not there.
Yeah.
No, but, like, not at all.
I sit in, like, a Starbucks during my lunch break at work. I just play on the DS, and I know that it looks fucking lame, especially if anyone peeks over my shoulder and sees, like, these kind of, like, anime-looking sprites, talking to each other, and I'm just like, all right, dude, like,
I think 3DS, and I immediately associate it with cargo shorts. Like, I picture some kind of flattering pants. Yeah. But I'm part of the problem. I'm the problem. Yeah.
It seems
like we're if you're playing a game on an iPhone, you're on a train.
And you're wearing cargo shorts.
And you're wearing cargo pants. Yeah.
Cargo pants.
Cargo pants. I apologize.
It's you are going to work. You gotta wear pants.
There are rules. It's interesting to think about. iPhone games are being made. There's just a lot of, I don't know what you call it, like, engineering, or it's like they're taking people into account. They're like, when are people going to want to play these games?
Yes,
it's like in bathrooms, and it's on
playing
trains
them
and,
in short bursts.
Right.
Yeah. Like Angry Birds is like the perfect, perfectly engineered game for the iPhone. Yeah. It's like you do the. It's just swiping. You know.
Yeah, it's all swiping, and then there's what's the one where you're running. Trail Runner or Maze Runner.
Oh, yes.
The Temple Run.
Temple Run, exactly. It's like so unbelievably simple.
It's interesting because there are games that Clayton and I love that don't work very well on the iPhone. Like
really?
Final Fantasy Tactics, it's one of our favorite games.
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly great on
the iPhone. It's an eighth of what the game could
be. Exactly.
Like it's shortened to such a level.
I played it on my iPad because I had like some like iTunes credit, and I was like, hey, what the fuck? I'll pick this game up and I'll play it anytime. And yeah, it's just like, God, it just doesn't feel the same.
Now, see, that's interesting too, is the distinction between an iPhone and an iPad.
Yeah.
Where it's
like,
I haven't fucked around with iPads at all. I know
I've never had the money for one of them.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And it's like,
well, you know, boys, when you're really raking it in.
You work hard, you can get anything.
When you work for several years in a row rather than just a couple of months.
All right.
That's a good dig.
I had to shoot a pilot.
That's a good dig.
He had to shoot a pilot, guys. Don't worry. You can see it in YouTube's everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere on YouTube.
I completely agree. The Room is really good. The Room and the sequel is just called The Room 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you're in a room and you gotta find your way out? Is that the...
Pretty much.
Okay.
But it's right. Like fucking spooky.
Or they just give you like a table and it's like a puzzle on the table and you just gotta figure that shit out.
Yeah. And eventually like you get like a crystal or some shit.
Crystal.
Shit's fucking weird.
It's all about crystals.
It's really good.
Well, that's another question. It's like, what's the scariest you've ever been?
I like scaredest.
Yeah. What's the scariest you've ever been?
I like
playing
scaredest.
A game.
the most scaredest I've ever been is Silent Hill. The original Silent Hill terrified me. Clayton, you've been recently terrified.
Yeah. of the future.
Yeah. Oh no, not anxiety.
No.
Oh, I know. We're talking about games.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Yeah, it probably Amnesia.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, that to me was
the fucking invisible water monster.
Yeah,
fuck that thing, man! It scared me so bad I stopped playing the game.
There's great videos again on YouTube of people just playing Amnesia with, and it's like getting freaked the fuck out. It's incredible.
Game is really good though. I really like that game. Also puzzly and it's very intense. Because it's like, when you finish the puzzle, you're like, oh dear God, I have to like go back where I just was.
Yeah.
I gotta fucking backtrack. It's more like, oh,
I can't believe, don't make me go back.
Don't make me do that.
Do the puzzle games though, do they have a sense of, repeat play in terms of like, if it's all based around a puzzle, do you
want to
go back? The Room does not.
Once you get
through it.
Exactly.
And Device 6 doesn't.
No, it wouldn't either. You don't, there's not a lot of replay value there.
But then the question is like, if it's strongly narrative based, do you go back to those? Because it's closer to a movie or a book.
I mean, I'm trying to think
like, what do you want when you're repeating a game?
In terms of replay, like, and this goes to my next recommendation, which is Civilization Revolution.
Ooh.
It's Civilization on the iPhone.
And it transfers.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
it's so
great.
Like, every flight for like 2 years, I would just like play a game of Civilization, and I'd forget that I was on a plane, and it was wonderful. They just came out with Civilization Revolution 2. Apparently, it's pretty good. It was specifically designed for the touchscreen. Again, you can finish those games in like 3-4 hours. So, like across 2 days, you just play it to and from work, and it's great. Touch. It's like. It's not overwhelming or anything like that. It's just very fun, so.
Where's Revolution set? I mean, is it set in a specific time?
It's like, I think the only reason why they designated Revolution is because it's a little bit streamlined. Like, it's not as in-depth as, like, the computer civilizations. But yeah, I would absolutely recommend that.
That sounds like a good, that's right up my alley, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
I will recommend Infinity Blade. Any of those?
Oh, man.
Those Infinity games
Blade.
Are...
I got so
it's an intense name.
Yeah, it's it uses the Unreal Engine, which is really strange for a game to do on an iPhone.
Yeah.
But yeah, you basically... you're a dude who's trying to fight his way through a castle, a la Castlevania, but it's very, like, encounter-based. So you make some decisions and, like, find some chests and shit, but it's not very exploration-based. And if you die, which you almost certainly will,
you come back
as that guy's son with all of his equipment.
Yes.
So you're, like, playing a bloodline of, like, these dudes trying to fucking kill the immortal god king who runs this castle. It's so great. And it's so much fun. I really recommend it.
Well, I like the sound of that a lot.
The first one I liked a lot. The second one I kind of lost interest in, mainly because I switched from iPhone to Samsung Galaxy.
And after a certain point...
interesting choice.
Yeah.
After a certain point, they make you do that thing where they ask for money from you.
Oh, that money thing.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
See, now that's really interesting because they were just talking about the money thing came up again recently because Kim Kardashian's came. Which has made her, like, what, $18 million?
It's going to make her, like, $100 million over the next couple years.
She's finally made it. I'm so happy for her. She's finally safe economically. Financially, she's set. She can sit back and give.
So,
but the game, it's existing. It's a free game, but it's making all of its money off of, like, if you want to do better in the game, connect it to your credit card and give us money.
Yeah. I mean, those are sort of the two ways that games make money nowadays. Yeah. You either buy a game and it's done and that's it, which is, I think, me and Clayton's favorite.
Yeah, I like to buy something I fucking love.
Yeah, ethically, done. I think that's where the transaction ends.
And then there's your, like, even things like Farmville.
Yeah,
or, like, whatever.
Famous for it, yeah.
They I think, prey on people's addictions in a really shitty way.
Yes.
And whether it's money or it's like, hey, send this message out to
that to me is the worst.
Because
you use up all your social capital used up and no one trusts you anymore.
I hate that.
Anyone that sends that out to me, I'm like, okay, I'm so low on the friends.
You're not risking anything. Absolutely. There was a great TED Talk a couple of years ago. It was when Farmville was really big. There was a TED Talk about games and the human brain and, like, why we do it.
Oh,
and he was talking about, like, the guy who's some professor and was talking about at that point in time, there were more people on Facebook playing Farmville than there were Twitter users in the world.
Really?
And he was like, why is this happening? And he talked about the money aspect. And he was basically saying a dumbed-down version was, like, he was saying that, like, they were taking advantage of that age-old aspect of, like, the fact that, like, when we start to commit to something, we feel dumb if we give up. So you play Farmville up until a certain point, and then it's like, you can't play anymore unless you give money.
It's the gambler's, like, paradox or something.
Yeah,
like
the gambler's dilemma.
Yeah, something like that.
Kenny Loggins, the gambler's dilemma.
Yeah.
The three parts of the dilemma. But it's like, basically, you get to that point, and you're like, fuck, I've just played this game for 30 minutes. If I give up now, if I just stop playing now, it was officially a waste of time. But if I give them $5 and I keep playing and I advance to the next level, then it'll have been worth my time. And it's like, well, you just lost $5.
It's so funny. I recently played a free-to-play game. It was like some like fighter jet game on PSN. It was free-to-play. Mm. And you get two missions free and then they make you pay for the third one.
No,
and I was like, oh, I'm just going to delete this. Like,
I'm out.
Like, why would I?
Done.
It was fun, but it's not worth money.
Yeah. I'm at the point where I'll delete a game on my iPhone if it sends me notifications. If it's doing those things where it's like, hey, you haven't played this in a day, come back to us.
Yeah.
That to me is too pushy.
Yeah, no,
I can't imagine spending money.
I remember having that game with like Dragon Keeper or whatever where you're like raising dragons.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is kind of fun. And then it sent me a
Tamagotchi.
It was basically that. But I was just like, it was a dumb thing that like people had recommended to me. I was playing it and I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it sent me a like, your dragons miss you, like notification. And I immediately deleted it.
Your dragons miss you.
And I was so pissed. I was like, how dare you? I am an emotional guy, guys. I do not, and I'm like, I would fucking feel bad if I thought that was the fucking case. But it's not.
No.
It's you being dicks.
Yeah.
So I deleted it.
To me, again, I'm playing off of preconceived notions of like, I thought you guys would be two of the people that would do that in terms of like, get so far into the game and live so hard into the world that money would stop being money would become an abstract element.
Here's the thing, we've been playing so long, you know, there was never that shit when you played Mario 3.
Can you imagine that?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
To get a raccoon hat, give us $5.
And seriously,
it's like a fundamental. It's like, it's a morality thing.
Do you want the good Pokemon? Well, I mean, like, do you want to advance like Charizard? Do you want Charizard? All right, $15. And they're I can't believe the bullshit they get away with.
They make millions of dollars.
Oh, it's the best way to make money on.
It's insane. You know,
online games right now.
Definitely taking advantage of people.
God, that Kardashian game.
That's incredible. Like, she needed more money. Here's a woman who $18 million off of her own wedding. And it's like,
wait, she made money?
She made money by selling the rights and by producing, like, she put products and shit. She was basically a walking billboard of, like, her makeup, her hair, and her...
There's an asteroid out there. Just fucking do it.
Let us get out of here, man. We're done.
We're speaking to the asteroid demographic. And we know you're out there. We know you're fans.
You're hovering.
Not people who like asteroids, the game.
No.
Which, you know, fine. Good for you.
We're glad you're laughing. We don't want to alienate you, but the actual asteroids themselves, fucking kill Kim Kardashian. You know what? In fact, anyone do it.
Yeah. Anybody do it.
I've only got one more to recommend, and it ties into this. The original Plants vs. Zombies, I think, is great.
Really?
It is good.
The second one, horrible because of everything we just talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because EA
they give in to everything.
Yes. Yeah. It's like you have to hit a certain number of stars to progress to the next level. Yeah. And you can buy them. Otherwise, it's horribly annoying to get those stars. But the first one is just really fun. There's like there's barely a story, but what is there is fun. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd completely dismiss that franchise.
For sure.
And another one in the same vein of Angry Birds and games like that is Cut the Rope.
Oh, yeah. That's a
physics-based sort of puzzle game.
Oh, I like those a lot. I like physics-based games.
It's really fun. That was one that I was like playing all the time. And it's also kind of cute and fun animation style. You're trying to feed a little like monster dude.
Candy.
Yeah. Oh, it's
so what's the rope?
The ropes are like holding up the candy.
Okay.
So you're trying to get the candy to fall in a certain way.
Yeah.
So that it lands in his mouth. But first it can get stars. And then if you get more stars, you unlock more levels. So you basically progress by doing well in the game.
Yeah.
What a fucking idea, right?
Yeah, imagine that.
Christ almighty.
I found, real fast, the first person I asked was my cousin, who lives out in New Mexico, about games. And he recommended three really good games. So I wanted to hear if you guys had heard of them or played them. One was, and these again, specific to the apps, one that I had actually heard about before was the Daniel Johnston game called Hi, How Are You? Made a game based off of his music, and the music is soundtracked to the game.
I don't know this.
I was a big fan of his music. And so I was like, anything, and he like, I don't know if he was involved or if he just gave it the okay.
Huh.
But you're basically the little green alien from one of his paintings or one of his drawings.
Oh, cool.
And you walk around and it's just, you're rescuing the love of your life from the devil who had like stolen her. So it's almost like Greek mythology again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like goofy looking. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. But again, I like anything that I like the idea of some 14-year-old being introduced to his music through that and then finding out that he was like this crazy person.
Yeah.
Another one was, I don't remember the name. You're a bear and you're driving a car. Did you guys play that one?
No.
You're trying to find food and it's like, the game is described as a bear trying to find food, but then you play the game. And you're a bear behind the wheel, and you're driving. And I had it for a while, and then it got, like, boring, and I deleted it. Because it was, like, 90% of the game, you're a bear, and you're just trying to stay on the road.
Yeah, you're a bear.
So you forget that you're a bear. You're just like, it's just a very tedious driving game. And then the last one, I don't know how to pronounce it, so I wrote it down. It's Kuroshi. And it's based off of, Kuroshi is a Japanese word, and we learned this in college, in Japanese sociology class. It's a term for
Japanese.
There's that
freshman
required
year,
class. You had PE and then you had a rush to Japanese sociology class. It's a word for, it means death from work, and it just means they have this epidemic in Japan where, like, people would work themselves to death.
Yeah.
Literally, it's the idea of, like, you have a heart attack at your desk.
Yeah, it's like 40-year-old men, and they just, like, yeah, they just die right there.
They either keel over from a heart attack or over-exhaustion, or they kill themselves because, like,
forest and kill themselves.
Yeah, exactly. The game is just that. The game is just that of, like, you're trying to balance this. You're playing this character and trying to balance
really cool.
his life so he doesn't kill himself or die.
God, Jesus.
But it's like so depressing. So the name of the game.
I would love it. I'm gonna get that. Kuroshi.
Yeah. Kuroshi.
Crazy fishing game?
Oh,
it's like called extreme fishing or some shit.
Yes,
because you like try to catch as many fish as possible. Throw them in the air, then you shoot them with a gun.
Oh,
it's fucking
like
insane.
See, I think when I'm going to play all these games you guys recommended, but I think when I play my iPhone, I'm looking for something more that's going to make me laugh. Then, like, I'm on a crowded subway. I'm 10 minutes away from work. It's like, I'm more interested in a joke than I am. I'm not going to get immersed.
No, that makes sense.
I'm going to go home and play a video game if I want to get immersed.
Yeah.
And it's like, stuff like that. Like, stuff like throwing fish in the air is like, that's funny to me.
Yeah.
I think it's called extreme fishing, something like that.
I would say out of all those, we'll both pick one that we think you should really play.
Nail it down.
I honestly think you should play The Walking Dead. Like, it totally goes against your, like, playing something fun. That being said, it is just, like, it invigorated a genre we stopped thinking about.
It's
just like it's so good and emotionally just powerful. Clayton, what would you say you should play?
I'm a big fan of Cut the Rope.
Okay.
Personally,
yeah,
I think just based on what you're telling me, like, I think you'd enjoy it. And it's also just like it's legitimately like a challenging and kind of fun game too.
That's awesome.
Walking Dead though, definitely you should play.
Both of those sound great.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for being on
the show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Harrison.
Got so much new stuff.
If people want to see you not talking about video games but doing comedy in Chicago,
where
do they find you?
Currently doing a show at CIC on Wednesdays called Gigantic. That's Wednesdays for the rest of the month, and then hopefully we're hoping to get extended. And then outside of that, I'm on a CIC team there called Clockwise, which is probably 2 times a month.
Nice.
Yeah.
Clayton, you just reached for your phone. I assume you're getting your calendar out.
Nah, I gotta send some texts.
Is there anything
meet
you want to plug?
You at 11. We got a couple shows coming up here. All right, Sovereign's got a show upstairs gallery. When's that shit? It's on the 16th of August at 8 p.m. What's it going to be? Your guess is as good as fucking mine. What else is going on? Fucking hijinks, bro. Yeah. Don't even worry about it, because that shit is on the 20th. It's during Jangleheart. I don't fucking know. Check it out at Jangleheart. You're all going to Jangleheart anyway. Late 90s is coming back in the new IO Theater.
Hey-o.
It's going to be Wednesdays at 8.
Weekly?
Is that right? Yeah.
Great.
Every week, Wednesday at 8, sharing the bill with Virgin Daiquiri, a team that could not be more alike than us. I don't fucking know. We're going to switch off who goes first and who goes second. So show up early, because otherwise you might miss us.
That's
and
a good
just have to
comedy.
Watch Virgin Daiquiri.
So solid.
Which is also a good
Is that
game.
Still the free show, do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the free show is still going on.
The building can no longer afford to have their free show.
Probably
they're $1 million in debt.
Yeah.
Check that out. Big L Bus.
Cool.
Sundays at 9:15. If it's like us.
I mostly just got Jangleheart to promote. Selfish Green Tees on Friday.
Oh.
That's Shock Tees.
Andrew and Tisha coming back?
Tisha's coming back.
Great.
And Danny Groh. So that'll be fun. We're doing a musical. Shock Tees on Saturday. And then we're doing Ian Abramson's show that night too, which is going to be really fun. And, just go to Jangleheart.
And the pilot's online?
Yeah, pilot's online. Thanks everybody who helped us out with that.
Mm-hmm.
If
you can get through the first 10 minutes, we'll give you a copy.
I got a G-chat from Clayton, and his favorite, the part he mentioned to me was the most, like, dark part of the pilot.
That sounds about right.
It's pretty funny, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, it was a bad year for drowning, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great part.
Harrison, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. What a
Clayton,
blast.
Take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Climb to the top. The tippy top.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.